With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. If you let your flood insurance lapse and then got hit by Hurricane Helene, you may be able to renew it.
Residents in states hit by Hurricane Helene who had coverage through the federal flood insurance program but let it lapse may be able to renew and still be covered from the storm's impact. Certain policyholders in seven states affected by Helene now have extra time to renew. Usually, people with policies in the National Flood Insurance Program get a 30-day grace period to renew policies after they expire and still be covered. The agency is extending that grace period until November 26. Congress created the Federal Flood Insurance Program more than 50 years ago when many private insurers stopped offering policies in high-risk areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New polling suggests Vice President Kamala Harris is trailing former President Donald Trump in key battleground states with key demographics. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
There's really no other way to put it. The race is a toss-up, a coin flip, too close to call, however you want to say it. That's a reality that poll after poll is showing, including a fresh one from the Wall Street Journal Friday morning that shows Harris narrowly leading in some states where she's been trailing in poll averages, and Trump leading in some states where he's been trailing. The Journal reports that across the full set of 4,200 swing state voters, Trump gets 46% support and Harris draws 45%. The survey finds that the race in every state, and therefore the presidential election, is too close to call. The Journal reports that by 10 percentage points, more say Trump than Harris would be better on handling the economy. By 16 points, voters favor Trump for handling immigration and border security, the number two issue of concern. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 409 points. The NASDAQ rose 60, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 35 points. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris could be facing a lawsuit.
The Political Action Committee is using clips of the late Billy Graham in attack ads against former President Donald Trump. But the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says Graham liked Trump, and the use of his image to attack the GOP nominee is a violation of copyright law and could trigger a lawsuit. Billy's son Franklin has decried the ads as well, pointing out that his father never criticized any politician publicly, offering only prayer and counsel if it was desired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the globe began marking Yom Kippur at sundown. It's the Day of Atonement, the most solemn day on the Jewish calendar. This year, Yom Kippur takes place 1 year after the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, and since then there's been a surge in anti-Semitism. Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League says there's been a lot of soul-searching in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is SRN News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells Southeast Asian leaders he's worried about China's dangerous actions in a disputed sea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
During the annual ASEAN meeting, Antony pledges the U.S. will continue to uphold freedom of navigation in the region. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting with Blinken follows a series of violent confrontations at sea between China and ASEAN members, the Philippines and Vietnam, which have fueled concerns that China's increasingly assertive actions in the waterways could spiral into a full-scale conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say gunmen killed 21 minors and wounded six others in Pakistan's southwest province. It's the latest attack in restive Balochistan province and comes days ahead of a major security summit. More details at SRNnews.com.